Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Awale Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ARIC. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Glenn Parsons. Now, Glenn, we're following up on a news release that came out just a couple days ago, Wednesday, May 19th. It discusses the some new drill targets defined at the Bandukou project. These targets were defined through the Auger program, and one of the main trends that is outlined here is this Kodio trend. Now, one thing to note, too, that's outlined in the news release is that the drilling at Odieni, that initial 3,000 meters of this RC drill program focused on Empire and the Charger targets, that has been completed, so now that drill is rotating into the Bandukou project. Let's talk a little bit about this Kodio trend. It's a 15-kilometer trend. You're planning on drilling 4,000 to 5,000 meters, mostly focused on some of the targets at this Kodio trend. Glenn, give us a little recap of just how much work, especially the auger drilling, that has gone into developing these targets, please.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Corey. Yeah, I mean, just in terms of the work, you know, obviously, you know, these things start off at an early stage. You know, we do, we've done stream sediment sampling. We've done regional mapping. We know we've got the aeromag that displays the structure in the north-south structure. And, you know, with on-the-ground mapping, we can start to see these left-stepping jogs, which is obviously of particular importance to us. We've had some good rock chip samples, but then it's a case of trying to actually define the targets. And I think that, you know, it is it's an extremely long target area, if you want to call it, 15 kilometers. It actually goes for about 25 kilometers, of which we've defined 15 for now. So the best way, and there is a lot of cover. We're looking at around 3 to 5 meters of cover, so with not a lot of outcrop. So, you know, one of the best ways for us is actually trying to define those anomalies. We did that at Odieni as well. You know, we brought that up in terms of defining anomalies. And similarly, it's been working quite well for us, very well for us here at the Bandukou project as well. But just to recap, I mean, we've been systematically exploring since, you know, 2018. So really 3 years of, just developing targets, trying to build up confidence to go and drill. So the auger work that we've done is along that north-south trend. Originally, we put out just highlighting the anomalism. Those lines were originally 640 meters apart. And what came up then was these nice coherent anomalies all the way up that trend, effectively 20 kilometers of it. And then we've actually tightened up even further. Now we've gone 320 meters spacing, so coming, you know, tightening up. Down to 160 and even 180 on certain targets, and really on the 80 meters, that's sort of where we are have the greatest confidence, because we've actually tightened them up quite nicely, and that's really the four targets that we plan to drill now. Interestingly enough, you know, so that was 32,000 meters of auger drilling that we've done, so a significant amount of auger drilling, and now it's a case of actually, you know, focusing on those four targets now, and there we're actually seeing these left, a lot of those, if you actually go to our figure three, I mean, you can actually see the structures. There's some left, although it's a north-south structure, we do see these left-stepping jogs in it, and that's obviously, again, you know, a really interesting setting for mineralization. There's been a lot of, more brecciation in that area, and more possible pooling sites. We have seen, in terms of rock chip samples there, up to 10 gram materials at those, around those sort of left-stepping jogs. So that is really some of the focus on those structures that you can see in that figure three. So, when you look at figure three, you see significant amount of structuring deformation, a lot of activity that's happened there in that north-south the structure. So it's, the only way to test it now after the work we've done is really to drill it. So that's why we've got, four targets defined now out of the 10 that we've delineated. And the plan is to do around 4,000 meters on those four targets. And it's more tip that we're actually focusing slightly on the southern end of the Kodio trend for now. And then we'll have to see what the results say. But we're quite confident that we'll hit mineralization. It's always a case of, you know, how economic. But we'd like to think that we'll be able to make an economic discovery there.
So, Glenn, since there are 10 targets outlined here and you're going after, I believe, four, maybe even five, one being outside of that Codeo trend, what made these four stand out to you? Was it simply just higher grade results from the at least surface samples and some of that initial drilling?
I mean, it's a combination for sure. I mean, obviously, you know, there is a little bit of artisanal activity as well on that whole trend, and there has been old artisanal activity around some of these areas. The rock chips, we got two rock chip samples, you know, in KB2, where, as I say, come, you know, sort of around the 10 gram material, and that's on those structures. You can see those left stepping structures coming through there. There's a big granite intrusion on the left-hand side of that whole trend going up to the north. It's just a case of, you know, that's what's infilled, that's what's been a little bit more coherent in terms of the anomaly, and that's something that sort of stares us and is ready to be drilled. It's not to say, you know, some of the other anomalies may seem like smaller point anomalies, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're any less important. You just got to start somewhere. So these have been infilled to you know, some of them to 80 meters. So we're at least quite confident of what we are, that we will actually hit the structure. And that's the key here. Because these areas are so large, you really do need to have some, you know, some confidence. There's not a lot of outcrop. So you're trying to actually get into what you think is the mineralized zone, or the, you know, the mineralized structure, if you want to call it. So that's the only reason.
So how deep are you going to be drilling these holes then to attack these targets and get into that mineralized structure?
Yeah, so again, you know, the idea is, I mean, obviously, when we are drilling, there's always flexibility, because if you hit something, you do want to check, do you go underneath it as well, so the potential to go deeper. But as a start scout drilling program, we'd be planning anywhere between 60 and 80 meters. Those would be our, you know, just so that we're getting coverage. We obviously want to make sure we have success. But if we hit something very interesting, the next hole normally behind may have been 60 meters. You probably would go longer to make sure you're coming out below the previous hole. So, you know, you do have that flexibility going forward in our program. So, but on average for now, I would say you're looking at a sort of a 60 to 80 meter, possibly 100 meter holes as a general rule.
Glenn, what about this other target or zone, the Samanda prospect? That one, I understand, will be drilled as well. That's kind of the fifth target that's going to be drilled here. What insights can you give us on this prospect?
Okay, so if you just look at our figure, you know, I'm just trying to give you context here. If you look at our figure two, so the Codeo trend is on the eastern side, on more closer to the Ghanaian border on that north-south structure. You know, we then, if you're moving sort of 50 kilometers, effectively nearly 50 kilometers to the west, you come to our Samanda prospect in our other license area there. That Samanda prospect also sits, there's a very large granite intrusion on the left-hand side of those three targets in the rectangle that you can see there. So it is like sort of a granite contact. There's a sort of a mineralized structure on that contact. Again, we see, there's definitely a lot of damage zone along that contact. We see folding, you see slipping, you see brecciation, and again, the setting for mineralization is extremely good. And the nice thing is we see anomalism. There has been artisanal activity. There is artisanal activity around as well. But the Samanda East prospect is actually it's a soil geochem anomaly. It's not an auger anomaly because it was amenable to that. But the nice thing is it's a 1.6 kilometer anomaly where, and up further in the northern area, if you look at figure four, you can actually see that bullseye sort of area on the northern side of it, which is actually 300 meters by 300 meters by around 300 meter PPB. With we do have around four gram material as well in terms of that soil anomaly. So extremely high order soil geochem anomaly, and really is a very strong target. I mean, that's slightly larger than what we had at Empire Main. It has a similar sort of setting. There are intrusions around there as well. So it's just crying out to be drilled. And the nice thing is, you know, that there is this length in the anomaly as well, you know, 1.5 to 1.6 kilometers of anomaly to the south. So we'll be, you know, as I say, attacking it with probably around 1,000 meters of drilling here, again, scout drilling, and then following up thereafter. So, you know, for us, the idea is, you know, we wanted to get into, obviously, our focus area has been ODNE, where we've got the discovery and we're trying to build answers there. You know, we have a core belief in that we have a good foundation of gold answers there, nice high grade 3 to 4 gram material. So with the drilling at ODNE first, the idea was let's drill those, let's look for the extensions that we're looking for, let's attack the, you know, the, we have this theory of trying to build satellite deposits around, as I say, similar to a rocks gold type analogy, the Seguila deposit, and allow the drilling results to come back before we go back in there and actually follow up. So 3,000 meters we've done at ODNE. Wanted to come and test these targets, which have been crying out to be tested, and we've got some confidence in them now. So that's what we're doing at Bonduku. By the time Bonduku is finished, we'll have our results from ODNE, and that'll be allow us to take the rig back to ODNE and do follow up in terms of the planned work there. And then by that time, we'll have seen results coming from Bonduku, which will be great to follow up. Probably Bonduku will be. We will be firmly in the rainy season then on the Bonduku side, which does make it is difficult drilling here in the rainy season just because of logistics. So we probably be sitting to come back here only in closer to the third quarter of this year, whereas ODNE we can actually even in the rain we can actually keep that one moving. So we have a nice bit of flexibility, certainly a lot of news flow that's going to be coming from our drilling. And, you know, we obviously all hoping for success.
I'm hoping for you too, Glenn. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Awale Resources. It sounds like there's going to be a lot of drilling news coming out of the company, especially in the near term. First, we'll get back those drill results from ODNE, and then we'll start getting some drill results from Bonduku and the constant rotation of this drill to keep testing out. First of all, the discovery that was made back at ODNE, and it sounds like here trying to make some new discoveries at the Bonduku project. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Glenn regarding this drilling at either project, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will also be posting a link to those figures, or at least to the document of figures within that news release, so you can all follow along with those as well. Glenn, thank you for the update. We'll follow up as some more news hits the market.
Thanks very much, Corey.